Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, welcome. עמוק בפנים, האני ההוא קורא לי. קורא לזה שבי שם עמוק בפנים. זה שלא מתבייש בי. זה שלא פחד ממני. זה שלא שכח את מהותי. ואצלול עמוק אליי באמונה שרגלי נוחתת בביתך. הפחד שנראה ממש כמו זמן מחיש את פעמיי לשכחה. והגל הגובה מתנפץ על פניי, ואצלול אל הלא נראה, אל המים האחורים, המבשרים פחדים, משחקים, ההתנתק מהעולם באמונה. ומבעד למעטה האחור, הנראה רק לעין, מתפרסת האמת בכחול וירוק, וחובקת עולם, ועיניי נושלות מפניי, ולקחות את הדמעות איתן, ואיבריי משלים את קליפתם, והכל אחד, והעולם מתרפס על כל כולי, וחודר אל נבחי נשמתי, ומבקש לי ממחבואי. קומץ של אור, עוד אחד ועוד, מציצים מעולמי, אל עולמי, והנני. הריני מקבל על עצמי את מצוות עשה של ואהבת לרעך כמוך, I hereby accept on myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your friend, your neighbor, your partner in the same way that you express love to yourself.
Você me mentiu Meus sentimentos feriu Porque você me enganou Me machucou, me abandonou Não voltou Porque você me traiu Se arrependeu, mas sorriu Porque você me trocou por outro alguém e declarou ser o amor. Até fingi não sentir Fingi também não olhar Não escutar, nem pensar Pra te amar Na ilusão te esperei E a solidão encontrei E o coração que era meu Sempre foi teu e hoje não tem dono mais. Oh, quanto tempo passou e você nem chorou. Não voltou e eu aqui ficarei, triste caminharei, carregando essa dor. esta canção diz assim: que um grande amor chega ao fim. Se eu pudesse acordar e deste sonho me livrar, começar.
Shalom, welcome. Wonderful to be here with you. Sunday, it is September 8th on Sunday, and we're here to Abracadabra, create what you speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host, I'm a spiritual guide and a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And I like to bring here many times, as many times as possible, those who are constantly in the midst of a journey and discovering their power and reclaiming their power. And it comes from a recognition of self, where you are in that point of your journey, being aware of where you are. And wonderful things happen when we are slowly coming back into a place where we realize we don't need to say or state something in order to preserve our place. For example, we don't have to proclaim, I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. If you are, we don't need to proclaim that, right? Because you are. And so when we are in that place, we are able to give from a place of wanting to give, not in a place of need to give in order to receive something. Because then the giving is really, where is that coming from? Where is that coming from? And what tools do we use to communicate? How do we communicate? How do we look at a situation and understand the whole big picture of it, instead of focusing only on a small scene, on a small part of the entire movie? And we go through things in our lives, the way we grow up, the way we are interacting with people around us, and we are experiencing different things that cause us pain in the communication between people and relationship. And comes the time where we ask, or not, but sometimes it can happen unconsciously, where we choose one thing over the other. And if there is a question to be asked, is what is the difference between you come to a point in your life and you either give up, give up of that situation? What's the difference between that and whether you are letting it go? So what's the difference between giving up and letting go? And first of all, the action, the result is really never up to us. We can only do what we're doing and what our intention, to try and bring our intention out in words. Sometimes we don't have the right tools, and it comes out in different ways and forms. And but comes a time where we went through so many hurdles, and we went through so many so many challenges. And the challenges are, and God is in the challenges. How do we respond to something? So we went through a serious or even one excruciating and painful experience. And with that we hope to consciously know that it is all for the good of our journey. But regardless, we are in that situation, and something doesn't work for you in that situation. Something doesn't work for you. And so there is a situation where you will decide to give up. I give up. I can't do this anymore. Can't do this anymore. And then that follows with, I didn't finish this, or I didn't accomplish that, or I just couldn't handle that. But none of the experiences that we are receiving are not within our power to handle. It's like getting a new job. You never always get a new job and a raise for a job you've never done before. But we have the tools to handle and create that job. So when we are in a situation, we either say we give up. So what's the difference between letting go? And this is how I look at it. Letting go is coming from a place of no needing to answer or give an explanation for why you do what you do and when. It is a place of strength. It is a place of, I am okay realizing that I'm okay without this. And this okay without this is the relationship that we have with that scenario or that situation. And making a choice that this doesn't serve you. And you let it go and you release it. Could be somebody that you know, and it's not conducive to your relationships, or a certain energy, or an item, or something that means something. Because otherwise, if it wouldn't mean anything, we wouldn't give it so much thought. And making a choice of letting go from a place of power. And when we are coming from, I give up, it brings so many things up. It brings so many things of not accomplishment, not accomplishing, not following through. And then the guilt and the self-doubt. Because we're used to already practicing this muscle of giving up. And when we start looking through the lens of who we are, without the attachments to all the emotions that are being produced for each scenario, each situation, and we come from a place of looking at it like a map. It's not a detachment. It is looking at something with different set of eyes, a set of eyes that would be contaminated, let's say, with the interference of the emotions. And my guest today, this guest that I'm going to bring on, this happened only in the last 24 hours or something, where the idea of this wonderful, talented musician from Israel is going to be here. So her name is Ozi Zoltak, and Ozi is a musician, and she is in Israel, and she is doing a campaign for releasing her new album. And I will let her talk about it. And she has something else that really, once we hear that, gives the example of the strength of finding everything despite the challenges that we receive, because we have the capacity to improvise, we have the capacity to be the best power that we can be. So, Ozi Zoltak. Hi, Ozi.
Hi, Ilan. What's up?
Hey, good to talk to you. Everything is good. We're here. We got you on the line. That's important. So you're in Israel. I'm so happy that you are here with us. Tell us
yes,
about.
Yes, I'm happy. This is the closest to LA I ever been.
So Ozzy, you are releasing a new album, and yes. tell me about you. When did you start with music, and tell me about when you started noticing changes?
When did I start music?
Yes.
Since I was a child, and I remember myself singing everywhere, every place, every event. I started to perform at the age of 6, and you know Peter Pan, the child?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I made his musical. I made all the characters. Don't ask me how.
I'm not asking. You will tell me.
I've been Tinkerbell, Peter Pan, Captain Hook, everything.
Oh wow! So you were also the police officer and also the lover.
Yes, I've been all of that. I don't know how, and my mother didn't take some photos or nothing. It's not
documented.
I don't have memory. Oh, only in my mind.
Only in your head. So you don't have pictures or of anything of that period of time. Wow.
Or video, no camera, no. Yes.
So
this is what I remember.
So are you now as Ozzy? Do you take a lot of pictures and a lot of videos?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't have.
I like to memorize everything I'm doing, so I will have something like a temple of my music art.
And so tell us about what's going on. I mean, I know you are running a campaign now. A campaign,
yes,
to replace something that was lost and is actually essential for your continuation of music. So tell us about what are we talking about, and I want you to say that in the way that you feel comfortable.
I always wanted to make a campaign. Every singer in Israel, and I think in every place, it's very hard to make music. It's very expensive. You have so much things to do and publicity, and you need to video to make a video clip, and
yes,
you need to pay to the players,
yes,
and
yes,
everything. But I will start from the beginning. My name is Ozzy Zoltak, and I am a deaf singer.
You are
a deaf singer.
Well,
yes.
Do you hear a little bit, or you don't hear at all?
I hear a little. I hear more than a little. I have it's called sensorineural hearing loss.
It's a gradually every what I understood from you that every year your hearing deteriorates, right?
Yes, sensory.
Sensory neural. Okay, is that the term?
Yes, and mix.
So how do you create the music? Were you born with this, or this is something that started happening?
No, but I always tell to the mothers to pay attention for their kids, because if they have otitis media. You know what is this, otitis media?
Otitis media. Not sure. No.
And how to say infection.
Okay.
Infection.
Okay.
Otitis media is a type of infection that I used to have.
Okay.
All the years. Chronic. So that infection.
Yes, yeah, otitis.
Ripped my.
Yeah.
My entire, how to say, oratof.
Okay, so that's the middle ear. That's
yeah.
So it's an inflammatory disease of the middle ear. So I hear.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what is happening. But when did this start happening?
Well, It started happening since I was 3 years old. So I went to one doctor.
Yeah.
And the doctor always said to my parents, there was no need to make a, how do you say, a surgery. No need. Every year, it slipped more and more and more and more until I didn't have nothing.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So
today there is more awareness for the infection, for the surgery in little age.
So let me ask you this. So you start making music when you were a young age, right?
Yes.
Okay. And when you started making music, and soon we're going to play a few songs of Ozzy. When you start making music, your hearing was fine. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Since I made the first surgery,
yeah,
my hearing started
to decline. And so, what did you feel as somebody who makes music? I know I make music, and to think, to feel that maybe the hearing is declining. How are you? How did you respond? How did you act? What did you feel when you start feeling this? Oh wow, I'm losing my hearing.
It's like to be in a closet. You don't tell anyone how do you feel. Uh-huh. You're afraid to be out with hearing aid. Uh-huh. You're walking in the air like a zombie. Uh-huh. You didn't hear people talking to you. People think you are crazy
or like thinking of a snob. Yeah.
And I learned to live with that. But until I say to myself, stop, because I can't make music and not hearing nothing. So I needed to have hearing aids, but it took me a lot of time to love myself and say to myself, it's okay. You don't need to be afraid. It's not sexy, but it's very, very sexy to hear. It's not sexy, the hearing aid, this is what I thought, but this is the very sexy thing that I bought.
Yeah,
I think it's a very, very beautiful dress.
You know,
my aid is my power.
Your aid is your power, is that what you said?
It's my power, yeah.
The hearing aid?
Yeah. What?
The hearing aid is your power? Is that what you said?
The hearing aid is my power. Without them, I'm lost.
Without them, you're lost.
Now, I made a campaign because I lost my hearing aid.
You were in a studio, right?
I don't know how.
You were in a studio recording, and then so let me, for those of you who are hearing, those are I don't know if even to say regular hearing aid is the right thing to say, even if there is such a thing as a regular hearing aid, but it was a custom made to support that inflammation at that specific point of the ear. I understand that many hearing aids are operating on the frontal or on the back. You know, some have in the middle ear. So it is... these are hearing aids that are specifically designed and custom made to Ozzy's ear, actually, and they were quite expensive.
Have,
and so now the campaign that Ozzy is putting is to support her, but not just from what I see that, and not to support her just as a musician that wants to get the record out. I mean, this is a wonderful thing for itself. But this is really an example of you are in a situation, something happened. What is our relationship to that situation, and how can we rise and grow above this? Is that?
It's a perfect equation.
Yes.
No aid, no Ozzy. It's simple like that.
So I want to ask you something about that. But first, I want everybody to hear. Let's put a song of yours. Which song are we listening to? Which one do you want?
A we will hear what we will hear.
אפילו לא את.
Not even you. אפילו לא את. בדיוק, yeah.
That's the one, אפילו לא את, not
you
even.
You read my mind.
Yeah, I read your mind. Okay. That's when it works the best. Okay.
Okay,
so we are going to put this, it's not even you. Tell me about, well, let's play this a little bit and then you can...
This is a song 5 years ago.
Yeah.
This is the song that I'm trying to find myself and to increase myself and to say to myself that no one's known me, not even me. And it's a searching song for your spirit, for your mind, for who you are.
Yeah. That's one, and you went quite a journey, and rather than just giving,
yes.
And rather than giving up, you let go of knowing one thing and going for the next thing and continuing forward.
Yes.
And this is wonderful. You're doing a wonderful job. I'm so so happy to have you and
thank
to know you.
You. Thank you very much.
I'm so happy
I'm
to know
happy
you.
To hear.
Wonderful.
I'm happy to hear. Tak, tak, tak.
So,
I always make jokes about it.
It's all good.
Especially when I lost my hearing aid.
It's only the only thing we can do, because if you look at it, everything is orchestrated in, you know, the way it's supposed to be. Let's play this song and then we can come back.
Yes.
So stay with us on the line, Ozzy.
Play the song.
תפסיקו לנסות לעזור לי אני גם ככה מקרה עבוד מנסה לחפש את עצמי ורק הולכת יותר לאיבוד נשארתי פה לבד הקט אף אחד לא מכיר אותי אפילו לא את אולי בעצם קצת אז גלי לי כי אני כבר לא
נשארתי פה לבד. Ozzy.
Yes.
This is great.
I stayed here with you. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I and you're singing wonderfully. Thank you for sharing these gifts. I would, you know, I would never know. I couldn't tell that you have any hearing aids, because I feel that you are so connected to what you sing.
Yes, and I always connect what I sing. I can sing nothing with no meaning.
Yes, of course. Yeah, because it's the campaign is to bring aside from raising the funds for those hearing aids so you can continue. Do you have any other message through which you want to show this? Do you have another message for encouragement for those who are in similar positions or in different kind of, that have different kind of impairments? Yes. Let's put it this way.
Yes, I want to awake awareness to the hearing loss, to the deaf community, to be patient for the people who had hearing aids. Not only hearing aids, all the people that have disabilities and have difficulty with something. I want to tell them not to be afraid, to empower themselves, to speak what they feel, to say what they want, and not let bullying to...
Yes.
How to say, rape their life.
Yes. Of course. I mean, many times we come into situations where we are... I mean, many times we're conditioned. We're conditioned by what the society around us, and we are afraid of what they say or something like that. I wanted to ask you, what was the point? Because I'm imagining that for the first period of time when you realized that your hearing deteriorates, what were your feelings, and then what was the cause to make the shift within you to say, you know what, the fact that I have, that my hearing is going down, it doesn't matter, I will find a way to continue doing music. So how did it feel at first to get this news after the surgery, and what was the turning point that gave you this push to continue and to sing as beautifully as you do?
Thank you. At first, I didn't pay attention to my hearing loss. Uh-huh. I thought it's something like it's me.
Yeah.
Like I don't have anything to do with that. Like I don't need to speak about that. Not like I don't need to hear everything,
mm-hmm.
and be like everyone. But because I'm a singer, so I went to a reality show.
Okay.
A music reality show.
Music reality show?
Yes, okay. In Israel. Okay. And I got in, and I went to the photo, to the shoot.
Yeah.
In the studio, and I didn't have hearing aid.
Okay.
Yet.
Okay.
So I told the producer and all the people that work there that I can't hear. I need to read the lips, and I need the instrumental piano or guitar to be next to me so I can hear it.
Okay.
So everything was wrong. I got into the studio. The judge were very, very far away from me. I couldn't read their lips. I couldn't hear them. Nothing. I felt like in a bubble, in a gray area, like in a very not good place. My mother were there behind a door. in the room, and she saw everything in on the TV on the LCD.
Yeah.
And she heard what they told me.
Yeah.
And I did. So she told me that they were laughing about me, and they didn't laugh about my hearing loss because they didn't read about my hearing loss. So
yeah.
10 minutes I stood there looking like an alien, and no one came to me. No one said nothing.
Huh. They just let you stand
so
there.
So after 10 minutes, one of the judges started to spoke like deaf people, like that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was very embarrassing.
So the whole production, the entire production didn't know they didn't know.
They knew. They knew, but I don't know why it wasn't like I wanted. Like I asked, I don't know why. Maybe they forgot. I'm not the only one there.
I don't know about, I mean, it's quite a serious production. This is in Israel equivalent to the X Factor, right? Something like that, equivalent.
Something like that. They made a research for 6 months. They spoke to me by phone for 6 months. I told him everything, but all the time that I finished the conversation with the producer, I told her, I can't hear, I need to. I can't hear, I need to. All the time. And 5 minutes before I went to the audition, I told the producer again,
okay,
is it good? Is it okay? Is it ready? The studio is ready for me. Negishut in Israel is called.
So you experienced quite a few of these behaviors from people. I mean, and once they heard that you have hearing aids, they stopped mocking you.
They stopped, yes, mocking me, and then they mocked me in another way, and then
I see.
And then I say to myself, no, I'm stronger than that. It's not going to happen to me again. I'm not going to fail myself. I'm not going to put myself to went through a situation like that never again. So I went to the hearing companies and buy hearing aids in the age of 24.
Something like that. Well, this is encouraging. You went to, you just had to be pushed, I guess, to a corner to start realizing that you need to do something, and you need to do something. But I see the most important thing in you getting hearing aids, and maybe there is also, obviously a social aspect, how, you know, to hear people and just the whole thing. But the actual keeping your dream, keeping the dream of the music, because through the music many times you can express what you maybe don't express otherwise. And this is art, this is creating, this is recognizing your own power, and you have a wonderful gift. And so this is what it is about, creating what you speak, abracadabra. You know, it's in Aramaic.
Literally
in Aramaic, evrakadabra, I create what I speak as I speak. And first our thoughts and our speech, the speech and the frequencies that we omit while we speak, then we have to follow with an action to continue that. And so I'm really happy when I saw this this campaign. And Let's play another thing, Ozzy. What else? Now we have 120.
Okay, but I want to say one sentence. I want to say my life began when I put hearing aid. I need to say it because my life is better.
Your life is better. So So, well, that's great. I mean, maybe for a different time in a conversation, I would say, for example, you know, many times we put our complete and complete trust and put everything on something that is external out of us. And I understand that practically we need to hear, and so we do what we do to hear. And so that would be an interesting kind of a conversation, maybe for another time, about your relationship to these items. How is this relationship empowering you, if it does, or how it does? But that's for another thing. But that is important, that in order for Ozzy to continue this creation, and what you heard was you sang what we heard with hearing aids, right?
Yeah.
The song, yeah, all the songs. And so this is really great. This is really great that we can turn around instead of sitting in a place and feeling, going into this all this feeling of the sorry or needy or self-doubt, is shifting it around. And many times these positive shifts can come actually when we're experiencing anger, when we're experiencing frustration with somebody who treated like Ozzy, that treated
this is the voice of my life.
Yes. And so sometimes those things are triggering us to do something that is greater. It's how we channel that energy of anger or frustration. And I'm glad, and I'm happy to hear Ozzy that she took it to this direction.
Yeah.
So what song are we doing? Ekdach Ta'un or Ma'asim Kamash?
Yes, the next song is Ekdach Ta'un, Loaded Gun.
Loaded Gun. Tell us about that.
This is my first album, Loaded Gun.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I thought, that I am a loaded gun in the industry of music.
Uh-huh.
And there's a sentence that my mother always told me, she's only a loaded gun that waiting to explode.
She said that about you.
Yeah.
Was that in a good way?
And every time I'm walking on the stage and see my mom in the crowd,
oh, wow,
I have tears in my ears, in my eyes.
So she
I point to her.
Is she still with us?
And I point
to her. Is she still with us? Your mom?
What?
Your mom still with us? She's still alive, right?
Is. Of course.
Oh,
alive.
Well. Hey, no, I don't know. Thank
very
God.
Alive.
Well, thank God. Well,
so alive.
It sounds like your mom is your greatest supporter.
Inspiration.
Yeah.
Supporter, inspiration, everything. She's
wonderful.
My roof, my heart, my
that's
everything.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. All right. So here's a Loaded Gun, a part of Ozzy when she was in that state of. Of ready to explode. Ekdach Ta'un.
ברזל וחלודה, את הרגשות אני שכחתי. אז מה זה אומר עליי? מה זה אומר? שחנקתי את הגורל בגלל שהוא עליי צוחק. זה לא משנה אם הוא חי או מת, אני בסך הכל אקדח טעון שאת הכדור האחרון אני שומרת לפעם אחרת, ליום אחר יהיה. ועוד מדברת לעצמה בגוף של סקנה, ילדה חולמת, ילדה מסקנה. אז מה זה אומר? מה זה אומר עליי? מה זה אומר? שחנקתי את השכנה בזמן שהיא גמרה להתחנן. זה לא משנה אם הוא חי,
Well, that was quite loaded.
Yeah. Very loaded.
Very
loaded. You should see me on stage.
Oh, this
I'm on the floor when I'm doing that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's something that we need to take care of at some point. No, this was good. Like, you were talking there about how people said this about you and this about you. And, you know, many times when people... when we are surrounded all the time with an environment that is a toxic environment, we may fall into starting believing that environment about us, and then we start feeling all those feelings of neglect or self-worth because we start believing this environment. And what you did in the song, and from what I know also in your life, is you took that and made this the fuel to take you back and to send you up like a rocket, you know, instead of letting them pull you down and get you into their head games. Yeah. You're able to recognize your power and fly. I'm
a tough person.
Well, you know,
I went through stuff.
I know you're tough, and it's thing to say, you know, this Israeli tough stuff, but you know, the tough is many times on the outside, but you know, I think you're very soft and kind inside.
But, yes, I'm very soft.
Very soft and kind.
And I'm very soft.
And it is a, and it's a beautiful
soft, like a margarina.
Like butter.
Like butter, like mazola, like <Well, laughs> lurpek.
Ozzy, it's been such a pleasure having you here, and I want to... last 2 minutes, I want to talk about the campaign. The campaign is called Halula. Yes. Halula, and it's on Head Start.
Hollow, yes.
Hollow, right?
Halula. Because everyone is a little bit hollow.
Everybody has.
You and everyone. Nobody is perfect.
Well, no. Perfect, there is no... unless it's what you make of it, you know? So absolutely,
yes.
It's not... But Halula, which means hollow, is on Head Start, and
Head
you have some cool perks. And is there already a page in English? Because the page now is
yes,
in Hebrew.
Yes, there's already a page in English. There's a show in Israel. There's an album. There's a digital CD. There's a lot of stuff. I'm a lecturer also. I'm
okay.
A speaker.
Okay.
I have a lecture called Singer in the Aquarium, because this is how I feel.
Wow.
When I put hearing aids and put them out and in.
Wow, so you feel like you are a singer inside an aquarium. Well, that's
an aquarium.
That's a great
yeah.
Way to
and
put it.
I have an electric show there and acoustic show there. If you want me to come to LA, okay.
Okay then. We'll find something there for sure.
And And I want to increase the awareness for the deaf community. This is my main target. And I have a big, big campaign on my mind, not that campaign. This is a campaign for my hearing aid and my album and my creativity and my creation.
Yeah.
But in my mind, I have a very, very big target. I feel like a messenger of this. Yeah. How do you say, Keila?
A community. The messenger for community.
Community.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is wonderful. Well, your community sounds fun and enlightened and opened and ready to receive more, and I encourage you Ozzy, to continue where you are and to know that you are all that you are. Everybody that's whatever they say has nothing to do with you. You are who you are. You got the power, and you're using it, and it's beautiful, and it comes through your art. So
I want to say thank you, and I want to say sorry for my English. My grammar is not that good.
No, nothing to be sorry about. No, it's okay.
But listen to my heart, you will see.
We'll listen to that. I do listen to that. Thank you, Ozzy. So we are going to end this. We are going to end this program with the last song, 120 kilometers per hour. That's the name of the song.
Yes, I have a short story. I have time.
No, we don't have time.
It's very, very short. we don't have time.
Go ahead. Tell me. No, go ahead. Tell me. Tell me a little bit.
This is a song about my late friend that died in a crash, in an accident crash.
Okay, that's what
car accident crash.
And that's her song. That's a song for your friend.
Yes. 16 years ago.
Oh wow! And what's the name of the friend?
Danit Berkovich,
Zichrona Livracha. 120 miles an hour. Ozzy, thank you very much for being here.
Support my campaign. I will give you the link.
Oh, for the yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Ilan. It was a pleasure.
Okay. I thought you were doing something. It was a pleasure having you here, Ozzy. And I'll talk to you soon.
Again, kisses from Israel.
Thank you. 120 kilometers per hour. Thank you for being here. I'm Ilan Azulay. Abracadabra. Create what you speak. Later.
הרבה זיכרונות מדושטשים
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, create what you speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA